Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here until 2 o'clock on the East Coast. And it is great to talk some fantasy, some reality with my next guest, Brian Walton. You can follow him on Twitter at B_Walton. And you can find his great work over at TheCardinalNation.com. That's the CardinalNation.com. He is in the same league as I am, in one of the leagues I play in the National League Tout Wars format. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's check in with Brian and talk some Cardinals, because, of course, nobody covers their minor league system like him in the country. Brian, good afternoon. Thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again, Craig.
I appreciate it, Brian. Well, let's start with the Cardinals here for a minute. I think from my perspective, this is a little bit of a unique year for their organization in terms of that. We kind of know they're middling around 500 a little bit, and I think the St. Louis Blues on this run kind of masked some of their deficiencies this year. No one really was paying as much attention to them as they usually do, because the Cardinals are always first and foremost, but the Blues were that for a while. Now everyone's going to start paying attention. And for me, Brian, things that you write about and players that you've written about in the past have come up from the minors and have made immediate impacts and strong impacts on this team to the degree that they've given them extensions the following year. But for the first time here in 2019, I'm not seeing that nearly as much, Brian, from their organization. And I wanted to kind of start off there with you, that why do you think that that's happened this year?
Well, first of all, Craig, the Cardinals did give two extensions this year, but they are to over 30 players, their corner infielders, and I'm talking about Paul Goldschmidt and Matt Carpenter. And both those guys are probably poster children for the underperforming, inconsistent Cardinals offense this year. So, you know, the second guessers are out. And, you know, the point on the Blues, certainly a lot of folks were focused on the Blues, but the Cardinals are still drawing well over 40,000 a year. And I can tell you the dedicated Cardinal fans are upset about what's going on. Now, on the prospect pipeline, what happened was, and folks have seen this, the Cardinals had such a rich pitching pipeline year after year. The Flaherty's and Weavers and Hudson's would come up. The Cardinals decided they were going to focus on offense. And so since they overspent in the international class in 2016-17, and then, of course, they had the Houston draft where they lost their early picks. And since then, they've really been focused on offense. And they've gotten some good young players like Nolan Gorman and Dylan Carlson. But a pitching pipeline is starting to run dry. And you can see that across the Cardinals' full-season minor league system, where none of their four clubs made the playoffs in the first half. And three of them are either in last place or teetering. And it's because of pitching.
Yeah, it's unusual for them because, as you said, we normally see it. And if you asked me this question last year and said, you know, give me the names of the players that will come up and succeed at the big league level from the Cardinals minor league system, I would have said, well, it's Alex Reyes. And if it's not Alex Reyes, it's going to be Gomber. And if it's not Gomber, it'll be Ponce de Leon. If it's not him, it'll be Genesis Cabrera. It's just kind of ironic that none of them have really gotten to that next level. And I suppose we can start with Cabrera for a minute, Brian, because he was one of the pieces that was involved in that deal with that sent Tommy Pham to Tampa Bay. What have you seen from him, and do you think that there is a chance that there still is some strong upside there, because we haven't seen it yet here as a rookie?
Yeah, and by the way, Cabrera is probably the only one of those young pitchers that you mentioned that hasn't been hurt. Reyes, of course, missed most of the last 2 years and is struggling with his command. Gomber's been on the injured list, or he would have been in St. Louis a long time ago. Ponce de Leon has been a real quandary because his walk rate has increased as he's gotten older, and he's been unable, because of that, he's been inefficient and not able to get beyond five innings regularly in AAA, let alone the majors. But he seems to be the rare guy who actually pitches better in the majors than the minors. Genesis Cabrera, I mean, he's going to play this entire season at 22 years of age. I mean, he has less than 50 career innings above AA. He got rushed to the majors this year because the Cardinals needed starting pitching. Adam Wainwright's hurt. As Reyes, as we mentioned, hasn't come through. So they've had problems, and they really had to rush him. And there was talk that Cabrera was tipping his pitches in his first two major league starts where he had to step in for an ineffective Michael Wacha. They sent him back to AAA. He had one good start, and then guess what? More injuries in St. Louis, this time to prospect Ryan Helsley. So Cabrera was brought back up to try to help from the left side of the bullpen, where Andrew Miller has been the mainstay and a disappointment, and then Brett Cecil has basically been a sunken four-year contract for the Cardinals. He's had carpal tunnel syndrome and hasn't pitched all year.
Yeah, it's the Cecil thing is strange, and Gregerson didn't work out either. Brian Walton is with us, thecardinalnation.com. Are there any names that I'm missing somewhere in the minor leagues, Brian? Because I know that, you know, in general, we're always able to find a gem or two, and I know that, you know, Nolan Gorman is, you know, their former first-round pick. I think he's probably a couple of years away from coming up. But beyond that, is there a name or two of a player that in fantasy circles should be rostered anywhere, or is this just not going to be the year for that with them?
Well, there's a 20-year-old outfielder in AA named Dylan Carlson, who was a high school first-rounder a couple of years ago, and he's showing very good balance skills across the board. Hitting for average, can take walks, shows power. St. Louis kept him a long time in spring training this year, which was unusual for a player who at that point had not played above high A. And chances are they won't rush Dylan Carlson to the major leagues this year without a rash of injuries. But, you know, it's not completely out of the question because, you know, the Cardinals are trying to figure out what they're going to do in left field next year with Marcell Ozuna scheduled to become a free agent. Dexter Fowler in right certainly hasn't been an Iron Man. Harrison Bader, even in center, has the defensive skills but hasn't necessarily shown the bat to be a long-time starter. And then, of course, Tyler O'Neill, the young power slugger that everybody thought was going to step in, was ineffective and is now injured. So, again, another position, like we talked about the pitching, where what looked like to be a pretty full pipeline is a little dry.
Brian Walton is with us. He also participates in the National League Tout Wars auction, and congratulations at least on a great start, Brian. Let's start off with that, man. You're in first place, and before I even looked, like I knew that some of your team, because I remember you getting Ozuna in the draft and taking chances on some other guys, but welcome to the Ketel Marte Fantasy League here in 2019. I mean, where in the world did this come from? There's no possible way that you could have seen this happening, but you added 20 home runs to your team. Let's say he had four or five at this point. You probably would have been okay with that. Did you see anything in the offseason that you really – was he a target for you on draft day? I don't even remember.
He was one of a number of guys that I wanted in the middle infield. And to be honest with you, I like him for his positional versatility more than his offense. You know, I knew he could in these only leagues, and we're talking about a National League only league here, you know, guys that can play multiple positions who are eligible at multiple positions are a decided bonus. So – you know, he wasn't like a guy that was on my must list. In fact, the guy that I was excited about at second base and this year was Garrett Hampson. And, you know, I got him in both labor and tout, paid $18 in tout, and got burned. So, you know, for every Marte, there's a Hampson. But in my case, hopefully, you know, things are going to balance out.
We're talking to Brian Walton here. He drafted Ketel Marte, so he's got the crystal ball. And it's amazing to see how well his team is doing. And the other player that you've got a lot of offense from was Derek Dietrich, who basically cost you nothing, Brian, going into the season. Let's kind of talk about him here for a minute. I know he's been quiet over the last, week or two, but 17 home runs. Like, if he did that and you just ended the season right now, you got more than you wanted.
You know, and you saw Derek Dietrich in Miami regularly, so you know the kind of player that he is. You know, why the Marlins let him get away is beyond me. And even more strange is why this man could not secure a major league contract. My God, he had to come into Cincinnati on a minor league deal. And the guy has 17 home runs, 37 RBI, a .340 on base percentage. And again, Dietrich wasn't a guy that I targeted. He was a late gamer, threw out for a buck, and there was crickets. And, you know, I obviously didn't realize that he was going to have the kind of year that he did. But, you know, obviously I'm happy to get him. And you really need contributors like that to come through. A Gerard Dyson, somebody threw him out for a buck. I went to, the room went quiet. 15 stolen bases. You know, it's not like anybody didn't know what Gerard Dyson could do, but, you know, his playing time was questionable. But, you know, with the injuries in Arizona, you know, again, another guy that was cheap like that steps up and performs far beyond his draft day salary price.
All right, Brian. So let's kind of close out the conversation just on fantasy in general. And I know that you and I get a chance to see each other sometimes in spring training in Jupiter, but every year we do in March. And I'm wondering from your perspective and just kind of where you think our game and fantasy baseball is headed. I know that you've been, you know, one of the pioneers playing this game for certainly a long, long time and being involved in the different formats. Have you noticed anything this year, positive, negative, people playing, people not playing? It seems to be kind of a hot-button discussion this year.
Well, certainly the daily games have changed the landscape of fantasy sports and fantasy baseball, for that matter. And one of the things that I have the honor of doing is participating on the Tout Wars board. And, you know, historically, Tout Wars, being an industry showcase league, really focused on AL and on mixed, you know, very traditional leagues. And over time, the late Lar Michaels pushed really hard that we get into other formats. So we have a mixed draft league. We have head-to-head leagues. We have periodic leagues as well. So there's a number of ways that Tout Wars has tried to, you know, encompass a broader set of games than just a traditional roto.
Yeah, and I think that we really need to kind of, I think as a group, you know, kind of groupthink how we can continue to maintain the same amount of interest, if not more. I'm really excited for that, and that's why kind of I'm still very heavily involved in the game, involved in this show. And certainly, Brian, before you go, tell people about thecardinalnation.com for those people who are interested in Cardinals and Cardinals prospects. I know you do a great job, and also contribute to Danny Mac and scoopswithdannymac.com. I saw Danny Mac this weekend. Last week when the Cardinals came here as well, we had a chance to talk. So tell Brian about that before you go.
Yeah, I started my fantasy career writing for Creative Sports, and I still do periodically write fantasy articles there. But I also got into the Cardinals. I had cared about the Cardinals as a fan for most of my life, and you know, turned that into basically a media job and a second career. And I run the Cardinal Nation. We cover the Cardinals minor league system from end to end, have reporters in each of the Cardinals minor league affiliated cities, because, of course, me as one person can't be everywhere. And so, you know, we basically cover everything that happens in the system, from draft picks to the Dominican Summer League to transactions that occur across the system to hot, cold players. You know, pretty much everything that goes on, you can come to the Cardinal Nation now. Part of the content is subscription-based, and that's how, you know, we pay the bills and keep the lights on. And then, as you mentioned, I also do a weekly minor league podcast with Dan McLaughlin, who's the television voice, television play-by-play man for the St. Louis Cardinals on Fox Sports Midwest. And that helps me get my message out to lots of people who are interested in the Cardinals minor league system.
Yeah, and I think you do a great job, Brian, and certainly I look forward to catching up with you again soon, and have a great rest of the baseball season, and hopefully we'll talk before then and keep up the good work in Tout Wars.
Hey, maybe we can talk trades. I wouldn't mind getting another closer.
All right. Well, I don't have many. I only have one. He won't be in a month from now on Miami, but either way.
Yeah, unfortunately in Miami. Yeah, I did take a look at that.
No, I'm not going to have that. No, I think he's gone, and then it's just a mix of guys in Miami probably, and not many wins either. So, but Brian, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it, okay?
Talk to you soon, Craig.
All right, Brian Walton with us, thecardinalnation.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.